Hello and welcome to the hearing. I'm John.
And from Chicago's North Side, I'm Scotto.
And without any further ado, on to this week's album, which is from 2021, The Blue Elephant by Matt Berry. Yes, that Matt Berry. Matt Berry is an English actor, comedian, musician, and writer who is best known for his roles in comedy series such as The IT Crowd, The Mighty Boosh, and What We Do in the Shadows. As a musician, he has released 9 studio albums. Amazing, isn't it? I didn't even know about any of them. The Blue Elephant is the latest of those albums. It was released on May 14th, 2021 by Acid Jazz Records, produced by Matt Berry, and features Matt Berry on vocals and all instruments except for the drums, which were played by Craig Blundell. Reminder, I don't edit any songs into our reviews for copyright reasons, but on our blog at johnandscotto.com, you'll find links to The Blue Elephant on Spotify and Bandcamp, so you can follow along if you'd like. Once again, another one on Bandcamp. Of course, whenever an album is on Bandcamp, we heavily recommend checking it out there. On to track 1, Aboard. The beginning was mellower than I was expecting.
Groovy, man.
It's very kind of crimsoning. You know, crimson's more, you know, mellow, sedate stuff. Good groove once the drums came in. It's an instrumental with just kind of mellow piano, kind of an upbeat, almost hip-hop drum part and, you know, sound effects.
Yeah, it just kind of gets you in and, you know, mm-hmm. It's, you know, the mood, man. And, you know, I did want more instrumentals. I believe I said that last week.
Yeah, and there's a few on this one.
I think this would have been better if it had more instrumentals, honestly, but... You know, this one was just kind of there.
On to track 2, Summer Sun. This is the single, and I'm taking the coward's way. This is my favorite.
Oh, yeah?
Nice 60s kind of 12-string pop. Nice guitar riff, very Birds.
Just about everything is 60s on this, though. Yeah.
Good groove. Like the harmonized and doubled vocals. Nice phasing on the vocals. Good snare sound. I like how the guitar switches ears in the first short break. It kind of jumps left, you know, between the left and right.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to get kind of dark in that second section. You know, because it's this very upbeat, you know, summery kind of tune that has this dark kind of diversion. The vocal in that part feels a little Arthur Brown.
He's really angling for that song of the summer thing here. And
until that middle part where he goes a little Arthur Brown and moody. Nice crunchy guitar on the right during the solo. The organ solo is just classic prog.
Yeah, I like how the last one goes into this one. And just the contrast and how this rocks compared to the groovy, mellow thing in the first one.
On to track 3, Safer Passage. Love the kind of angular piano riff that it starts with. Nice syncopated groove, like the lead guitar sound, and that the short kind of psychedelic instrumental.
Like, he channels the Doors an awful lot in this.
Yeah. Like the guitars in each year. I don't actually have a note for the Doors until a couple more songs, but yeah. Like the guitars, different guitars in each year, and how it kind of strips down at the end. You know, it takes little by little instruments away.
You can tell he's a big fan of Ray Manzarek. And, you know, this has some Santana influence, too, of course. Would say, too.
Track 4, Now Disappear. Another great 60s-influenced riff. Great groove. Like the reverb on the vocal. Love the line, it's a crime to be set on fire.
The riff is totally Peace Frog from the Doors. And the odd thing is he kind of does this Bowie, you know, vocals.
Yeah.
Over this Doors thing here.
And then there's
the xylophone was a nice surprise.
These flute and horn parts between the verses that are like early 60s pop.
Yeah.
It's an interesting mix. The whistle in the third verse was an interesting addition. He throws in these weird sounds and instruments here and
yeah.
there. And I like how he layers different sounds and instruments. Production-wise, it's really nicely put together. On to track 5, Alone. Like the reverb on the guitar in the beginning, very mellow, kind of crimson feel at the start. Then we get into this very Doorsy groove.
This reminded me of a band from Montreal. Like, I hadn't heard them in a long time, called Young Galaxy. And they had a song that I don't think was much of a hit, but it was pretty cool, Smoke and Mirror Show. Huh. I think going to go revisit and catch up on their work. But I like this one. I think it seems a lot less derivative than what we've heard so far. The flute is cool and the groove. And I'm surprised you like this one because you kind of get spacey.
Well, it's got this nice sparse instrumental break. Love the dreamy kind of instrumental part at the end. The organ solo is just a Manzarek quote.
I mean, that, the closing section with those
the creepy vocals, sound effects. Those are interesting. Yeah, the sounds
might be one of my favorite moments of the album, actually.
On to Invisible, track 6. Nice transition from the last song. Love the creepy, affected spoken vocal. Great chunky guitar sound. Like how the groove builds. There's a riff that reminds me a bit of Funky Town.
Yeah.
You know, it's the first part of Funky Town.
The vocal effect at the beginning, like some of just those vocalizations, the effect are very, it's very similar to Pink Floyd's Echoes and how that ends.
This is Crimson Floyd Doors.
Yeah.
Pretty much it. There's a great phased drum break. Nice false ending before it goes into some more creepy sound effects, which go really well with the movie we reviewed this week, Altered States.
Yes, this is quite a theme we had this week.
Unintentionally.
He kind of gives like a Sunshine of Your Love riff in there, too. Yeah.
And then at the end, we get some random organ and piano for some reason.
Yeah.
Track 7, Blues Inside Me. Nice kind of bluesy psychedelic riff. Like the affected vocal on the right, poor old me was the line.
This is my pick for weakest. Pretty easily, actually.
same, actually. Looking down my notes a little bit, yeah. The beginning is fine. Kind of reminds me...
I like the first section, too.
Yeah, reminds me a bit of the Smithereens. Great organ solo.
Yeah.
And then it goes into this kind of cheesy 80s Britpop thing.
I don't even know if it's 80s. It's almost like an early 90s... Billy Ray Cyrus almost.
See, thing. I was thinking like Nick Lowe, Dave Edmunds kind of vibe.
It's, yeah, whatever it is, it's really bad.
Yeah.
just yikes.
It's also the longest track.
And the third section isn't bad either. I mean, there's so great drumming in the third section.
Yeah.
But that second section, you can dress it up with the Fripp Heroes guitar playing style all you want, but it's still no.
He also toward the end goes into a little bit of the Summer Sun riff, which he does a third time on the record too.
It's really weird.
Brings that riff back. I guess he knew it was going to be the single. On to track 8, I Cannot Speak. This has what I'm calling kind of a Shafty groove.
Yeah, I like the groove. It might be a bit too repetitive, though.
Some nice wah guitar mirroring the vocal. Love the bass tone during the break. You can only hear the bass here and there, so I'm going to call it out when I can. Love it and when the groove changes. It's just kind of a fragment of a song.
Yeah, and the bass line that is in there, it just, I mean, there really isn't much to it. And
it's a nice kind of retro tone to the bass. I appreciated that.
I think the keys are too low in the mix, too. I think he's doing a lot more with keys in this one, but you have to, like, really hear it.
On to track 9, The Blue Elephant. Like how the instrumentation builds on this one. Piano, then guitars.
Nice. This is a really good build, yeah.
Yeah, great spoken vocal. The keyboard part, you know, when it plays the melody, reminds me a bit of Peaches and Regalia from Zappa. There's a little bit of Zappa here and there as well. It does get a bit repetitive, but it changes up just as I was starting to get bored. Some great keyboard sounds in the second part. Love how the groove picks up.
The dialogue is interesting. You know, it's very close to you. Yes, you. But it's, you know, stand over. Yeah, what is that? He's asking him to stand in the light or whatever.
I wasn't kind of really like paying attention to a lot of the lyrics.
After yeah, it's it. Like a really weird, like, police kind of interrogation.
Oh, yeah, thing.
I think I could have lived without the horns in this one, though. But the build-up, you know, is nice.
Yeah. Track 10, Life Unknown. Again, nice, mellow, kind of crimson-y start. Like the spoken vocal. I always love spoken vocals. And especially, like, the part where it goes backwards.
Yeah, I'm picking this one for my strongest. Begins with a very Jefferson Airplane kind of feel, but of course the coolness is in, you know, the strangeness with the backing vocals and the crazy 80 vocal effects and the keyboards and everything in this.
I was starting to get a little bored with all of the 60s thing at this point.
Well, yeah. Like, as a context of the album, it is just too much 60s.
Mm-hmm. But it does have a nice sparse break. Some interesting keyboard sounds during solo. They go from very chirpy and then very sort of classic analog kind of video gamey.
And there's a reason why this one's later in the album, too, because I think it is stronger than the earlier stuff. And I think if it were the other way around, we'd really be bored.
The chant, what I'm calling chanting, adds an interesting layer.
Yes.
There's a very Doorsy keyboard riff toward the end, of course. Safer Passage, again, same title as a different as one of the earlier tracks, and it's really just a twist on the earlier track. It's, you know, it slightly changed the piano riff. There's some interesting keyboard sounds, but it does get very repetitive.
So, right, the problem with the album is he's already borrowing very heavily from other artists, like so heavily that I can recognize the song he's taking from. It's not just like a pastiche or a style. Like I could go, oh yeah, he's taking this song.
Yeah.
And then when you repeat what you've repeated, it's like, oh boy. Because I was kind of like, wait, have I heard this before? Like, and I put it in notes, I know we've heard all of this before, but it feels like he's done this Black Magic Woman thing already on the album. And then it was like, oh wait, we did Safe Passage, Safer Passage.
Oh, okay. It's Safe and Safer.
I missed
that slight difference.
I think it was the third listen where I figured it out. Like, oh.
On to track 12, Like Stone. Not Like a Stone. It's not an Audioslave thing.
No.
Nice kind of rock groove.
Yes.
Nice change of pace on that. Great to hear a lead vocal that's not harmonized.
Right. A little funkier too. It was nice, you know, little wah-wah action going.
The acoustics and the chorus had some nice texture. Like the last verse when the rhythm section just kind of drops out and it's just guitar and vocal.
Yeah.
And this is where I have, and I should probably save this for the ending, but I'll say he's a very talented player, but a bit one note as a writer.
Yeah.
Great creepy sound effects at the end of this one, though. 13, Story Told, like the opening piano riff, great bass sound.
Are we
this
getting
one,
a ballad here?
Feels very 70s. He kind of jumps ahead a little bit.
It feels like we've heard this one, too, though. It wasn't a reprise, though, you know?
And this is another one where I have Peaches and Regalia mentioned. Like when the groove changes, nice build, but it gets repetitive.
It's a bit more people are getting together now than Peace Frog.
Yeah.
But it's a very similar bass line.
Mm-hmm. Track 14, Forget Me. I'll describe the opening as this one is mysterious.
Weren't they all, though?
But more so, nice vocal effect. This one was actually, I listened on Bandcamp, and this one was a lot quieter than the rest of the album.
It's probably his best piano work on the album.
But, and I don't mean in terms of the arrangement. It's not just a mellower piece. I mean, the actual volume was lower than the rest of the album, which was weird. I do like the backwards vocal and the guitar riff at the end, though. And finally, Now Disappear Again. He kind of borrows from himself twice.
Yeah.
I do like the groove. It's, again, just a twist on an earlier song on the album.
This would work as a good denouement, but there's no climax.
Yeah. And this is much closer to the original than Safer Passage was.
Yeah.
Like the middle section where it kind of deconstructs. There's a great percussion break. And again, it ends with a Summer Sun riff, just this time on a xylophone.
Yeah, there is one thing we have not mentioned on this album that could be worth the price of admission.
Hmm?
And of course, it is the drummer.
Oh, yeah. Craig Blundell is a great drummer.
I mean, fucking fantastic drumming throughout this whole album. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I call that a few drum breaks, but he's great. And again, Barry's a hell of a player. He's played some very impressive stuff on keys and guitar and whatever else he's playing here. I would love to know if he actually played horns and flute and shit, or if they were synthesizers.
That would be interesting to know too, yeah.
Probably synths.
But yeah, I think that's also why I went with Life Unknown as strongest, because it was probably also his best drumming performance too at the end of that.
So, and I think we're going to agree on this one. Do you recommend it?
Nah, I got to pass on this one. There's like 3 to 4 pretty good songs on here, but yeah, it's a lot of repetition and stuff you've heard before.
It's interesting for like a third of it, and then it just gets monotonous.
I started thinking, well, if we're just going by celebrities, I mean, I've only heard the one Bruce Willis song and the one Eddie Murphy song, and this is better than that. I don't know. Yeah.
All right, that's it for Blue Elephant. Until next time, when we'll be reviewing... Actually, how did we decide? What... Yeah.
Ah.
I think... Well, TBD, because I don't know if we decided that. So until then, of course, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.
There you are.